This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Late talking about all those potential hug problems out there. Guy said he went to his work. This is another NDA problem. I don't even know if you can write up an NDA for this. Guy went into his work and a lady and him had a cubicle together. And he said, and for the first few weeks we had this same cube, I would get up and bump into her accidentally. And after the third or fourth time, clearly she was frustrated. But I apologized every time and I wasn't like trying to grope her. I get a letter from my boss, he says, that said, if you continue to touch her, we're going to have some problems. She told on him for accidentally bumping into her a bunch.
Now, wait a minute. Three times?
Well, they're in a little tiny... Can you imagine sharing a cubicle after time? He's like trying to get everything to go. Oh, I'm sorry. I bumped into you again.
That's
Jesus,
true.
Getting... And the first week, you're just getting used to the space. Like, geez, I spun. I hit you. Sorry. And if you're apologizing, like, I'm not. And if you're grabbing her boobs or something, but if you're just bumping in, I'm sorry. I'm a bigger fat guy.
Fall into
her boobs. Checking her into the wall.
Oh, this cubicle's so small. I'm so sorry. But yeah, he's like, I just bumped into her a bunch. Now, maybe he was, you know, every time he bumped into her.
Stop it.
I bet he doesn't look like Brad Pitt either.
No, he's an ugly fat guy. His own words. I'm a bigger dude. Ugly fat guy. No problem with that.
Yeah, they'll turn you in immediately.
Yeah, you get spun.
To get Dougie Dickums downstairs, start spinning that thing.
Thanks, Doug. We'll play limbo in that cubicle.
Sorry about that. It's my huge dickums.
I'll never tell.
Sign this NDA.
It's time now for Brady to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. How much longer can Hooters last? As much as we love it, with all this stuff and us toxic masculinity and all the nonsense.
No hugs. That's how, John.
They're going to be in turtlenecks and parka pants, those big old skiing pants. I'll still go.
Oh, it's kind of hot.
Hooters girls. I just pictured it. And I'm turned on. I'm a little bit woody. Hooters girls and fresh baked goods. Yes, please. Stop by any Phoenix area Hooters this Friday for bake sale to benefit breast cancer research. Think pink. With Hooters. We will. Thank you, Hooters. Brady Report.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Bosses Day.
Is it?
Speaking of.
With that being said, a new survey found that 2/3 of the people that were surveyed say they'd rather be managed by a robot than their current boss. The main reason? They trust the robot more.
Well, the robot won't grope you.
Well, the robot also doesn't talk back to you.
Trip Reeb here from high atop Camelback Mountain where my office now sits because piss runs downhill. I expect all my presents to be stacked up just outside the front door.
Presents?
It's National Bosses Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Larry gets nothing without my approval. If I like the gift you get Larry, I keep it. Otherwise, all the little drone accoutrement will be Larry's. Also, condoms are wanted along with cargo shorts and lotions. Thank you.
It's like Seven Dust.
Yeah, he's got the same rider.
Did you guys buy anything for Boss's Day?
I didn't know it was Boss's Day until 1 minute ago.
Got a banana.
Ew.
What the hell?
Wow.
You don't just give him the food you don't want.
That thing's half brown anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a Toledo banana. It's probably been here for a week. Where do you store all this stuff? You've always got
right
food.
Here.
That's right, in your pockets?
Yep.
I've never seen you come in with food, and yet there's food everywhere.
He has a pallet.
You've been in his little studio? There's like Pop-Tarts.
It's a general store.
Cereal. Yeah, it is. It's like a mercantile. Little leather shop in the back. He'll shoe your horse.
And he's got apparently ready available presents for bosses.
Yeah, bananas.
Yeah, always.
I brought you a bundle of bananas.
You'll see.
What does Larry get? Trip gets the banana.
Half a banana.
Gets a pouch of oatmeal.
He gets the peel.
Got a couple of fun facts. A lightning bolt is hotter than the surface of the sun. Lightning can be over 53,000 degrees. The sun's surface is about 10,000 degrees. But the core of the sun,
right,
27 million degrees.
It's drastic.
The $1 bill has a lot of things in groups of 13. to represent the 13 original colonies.
Yeah.
So there are 13 stars on the front and back, 13 levels on the pyramid on the seal.
Richard, I haven't seen a $1 bill in years. Pull one out real quick. Let me see.
The eagle on the back is holding 13 arrows and an olive branch with 13 leaves.
I knew the eagle and the arrows thing. I didn't know all that.
Me either.
How do you tip then? You don't have $1 bills.
Oh, you're serious. Fives. I haven't tipped with ones in, honestly, longest time.
Yeah, that's...
I have a problem. I have tip guilt.
Yet you can still take ones to the strip club, and they're readily acceptable.
I don't like strip clubs, so. That's the reason why. It's a bunch of chicks who like ones. I mean, how good they can't.
That's easy rain money.
Yeah. I like a woman as snobby as me. I don't need her going crawling on the floor for ones. That's the least attractive. You can be naked and hot and crawling around for ones, and I'm immediately gone.
There was a some meme floating around it. I could see a woman's butthole for a dollar.
Yeah, for a dollar.
Or I could get something off the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Our buddy Steve Blodgett tapped that stripper on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, I can see your butthole," because it was the non-nude one.
Jerks!
Sorry. But yeah, you can get
jerks.
Nuggets or a butthole. America. And I clearly would choose nuggets every time. I want to see some stranger's butthole for a dollar. If that's the cost, it can't be that good a butthole. My butthole's a lot more than a buck.
Pride.
I got butthole pride. I'm not going to go out there and go, for a dollar, you can see it. That's pathetic.
Have you ever heard of the golden ratio?
I think I have, and I don't know why.
It's an old Greek formula that you can supposedly use on someone's face to determine how beautiful they are.
Oh, yeah.
So a British cosmetic surgeon combined the golden ratio with computerized mapping techniques to determine the most beautiful woman in the world.
Okay. Who is it?
Bella Hadid.
Close, Brady.
Bella Hadid.
There you go.
Hadid. And her sister Gigi are up there, but she was number one, Bella.
That was a very pretty lady.
Yeah.
I don't know about number one.
I don't think she's the greatest ever, but she's
Bella
good.
Bella was number one, Beyonce two, no. Amber Heard three, Ariana Grande four, Taylor Swift five.
Bella Hadid. Bella Hadid has a very nice face.
Mm.
It's pretty. She's pretty.
No.
That's a bad picture. It's angular. I think they're looking at a lot of angles in that golden triangle. It's just every picture on her Instagram makes her look like she's on heroin, though. I've seen her look better than everything she's put up. That's awful. It's like a dude.
But little update on facial recognition, the technology. Now 50% of us in the United States are on facial recognition technology and police records.
The phone. Because of the phone, because you've agreed to give it to
stuff that you've done, right. Yep.
I don't think I've ever done a facial recognition anything. Phone or any, I don't like it, so I won't do it. I do thumbprint, which is just as dumb. But most of my stuff is thumbprint. I don't want that Apple phone that knows what my face looks like.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not reading the terms and conditions, and I know in there somewhere it says we can give this to anybody because they're into advertising. And I saw Minority Report, and every time you walked by an ad, it would talk to you because of facial recognition, and I don't want that. I don't want to be inundated with ads every time my face is in front of something.
The Oxford English Dictionary just added a ton of new words. Some of them, chillax, nomophobia, anxiety about not having access to a mobile phone, promposal, whatevs. Lightsaber, Jedi, Padawan, Force.
Hoko.
I don't see that one.
It's Homecoming now.
Oh, yeah.
Kids can't say Homecoming anymore. Hoko.
In North Fulton County, Georgia, this is the first HOA protest news that I've seen about a Halloween decoration setup. This one's pretty, I mean, it's a guy that... It's a scarecrow bent over mooning, and the two cheeks are a pumpkin. It looks like a...
Yeah, it's like a butt.
Yeah.
It's adorable. Somebody didn't like that? The butthole?
HOA's complaining.
Did he draw in a butthole? You can't do that.
No, he didn't. There's looks like there's hay in the...
Well, it's a scarecrow. Of course there's hay. Scarecrow always has hay in his crack. Why would a scarecrow have a crack? He's eating a lot of fiber. That's... Would a scarecrow eat fiber? That's it. It's... He'd get hoof and mouth disease.
They don't need to eat anything.
I don't think so either. All right, Brady. Settle down. There's more for you. Scarecrows aren't going to take your food.
They don't need any food. They've got enough.
Hands off, Scarecrow.
They're protecting that precious corn.
Get back to your desk, Scarecrow. We'll talk later.
So that is the picture.
Yep.
And there's just a little hay. And they said, no, we can't have this
vulgar sexual scarecrow in your front yard with pumpkin butt. For risk that it would make somebody so randy.
I'd be okay with it if it wasn't for the hay in the middle of
the hay doesn't bother me. I'm not going to turn it in. It
looks like a hairy butt.
Yeah. All right. Well, butts are hairy.
Authenticity.
I also know it's a pumpkin, and I can suspend the disbelief for a second to see what the guy was going after, and then go back to reality and say that's a harmless pumpkin that looked a little butt crackish. I'm not going to get outraged by that.
Outrage!
On Sunday.
Somebody called the HOA for that, or that one lady that wanders around and annoys everybody.
HOAs. Ugh. Gotta love them.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's always the president or somebody walking around.
Well, this is unacceptable. This gave me a hard-on. We can't have this outside.
Measuring the one weed in the yard.
Dog.
On Sunday, cops in the Netherlands discovered a family of seven people who'd been living in their basement for 9 years waiting for the apocalypse. The only reason they were found is because the 25-year-old boy left the property. He broke out, went up the stairs after 9 years, went straight to a bar, ordered 5 beers.
Good for him.
And he was telling the bartender, look, my family, we've been living down in this cellar for 9 years. They had the whole setup. Had a little underground garden.
You should be able to sue your family for
this. It was a Brendan Fraser movie.
It was.
Blast from the Past.
Christopher Walken was in it. Yeah, he was the dad. They blast from the past. They went into the bunker because they were told the nukes were coming from Russia. And they said, there's like a 30-year wait. Don't listen to anybody. They've fallen. And he was so proud of his bunker. And they lived in it for 30 years. Opened the doors. Everything was fine. And he came out. Blast from the Past came out because they raised him like it was 1955 because they didn't know any different.
Here's where it gets interesting.
It's not terrible, actually. Surprisingly, not bad. Kind of funny.
Police found his 5 siblings in the basement of the old farmhouse. Along with a 58-year-old guy who they initially thought was the dad. Apparently, that's not the case. Everyone else was between 18 and 25. They'd been living off food grown in that garden, like I was saying, outside. And then they also had a goat.
So who's the old man? Going outside.
Yeah.
Cops arrested a 58-year-old man for not cooperating. It's not clear if he's facing any other charges. But I know their mother died a few years ago, reading the article saying they haven't found her body. They're figuring she's buried somewhere on the property.
She died reading the article?
Then the dad. No, I read further down about the mother was missing.
Oh, you were reading the article
too.
And then realized the woman died. Okay. Well, that was just poor grammar then.
No, so I don't know if it was a combo.
I like that addition to the story.
Then she died reading the article about what had happened to her.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was completely unaware until the paper got there.
You have to speak Bradenese.
I have to get on that. It's been a week off.
And then she died reading the article. Found that out.
Huh?
That'll do it to you sometimes. Those articles get to you.
I agree. Reading is bad.
It's not fundamental.
It'll kill you.
I've got some Wild World.
All right. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World. There's a little whale watching voyage happening in Australia, the east coast of Australia. Turned into a bloodbath.
Oh, no.
People were on the boat watching it, and the guy that was running the boat, Dean Fuchs, was fascinated because 30 orcas came upon this pod of humpback whales.
Oh, it was a gang fight.
And started jumping on the adult mother and the baby to separate the baby from the mother. Then the rest of the orcas went in and fed
on all of her babies.
And the guy, Dean, who runs the boat, says, finally, I've always heard about this happening. Right. This is exciting.
It is.
I've been waiting to see this happen.
How is it not exciting?
It is exciting.
You've got the greatest whale watching adventure ever.
People were like, oh my gosh. They said,
little after brutal.
Yeah, I mean,
it was brutal because after the orcas fed on the baby, they said, Dean said, the other exciting thing was the orcas came up and started bringing pieces of blubber to the boat to show us the prize, basically showing off what they.
It's like being in South Chicago.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would. That's a story forever. I don't know what you're complaining about. It's like, my God, you should have seen it. We saw nature in action. Orca humpback fight, and they ate the babies.
It's a teachable moment for your children.
It is an iPhone moment for your life. Boom. Rolling.
You better act right, or me and 30 friends are going to eat you.
You can't trust the black ones.
The other thing they're doing.
That's what people take from it, because we're all awful. See that? They were just, they'll kill your kids, the orcas. And this is what I always tell you about. Now put your hood on.
As soon as they look at you.
It's terrible, but 30 of them. I would pay for that. That would be
like
I would,
a machine.
I would want a discount.
Just went in there and
maybe they'll add it to SeaWorld before they get rid
of
the orcas.
Yes, have SeaWorld go out like that. All right, now it's time to put some humpback babies in the tank with the orcas and see if nature still takes over.
That steps up at the volume compared to the Bass Pro Shop 215 feeding of the
Who cares about
bass.
That? That's hillbilly nonsense. You put in a fake mom and have her kind of bouncing around and then have the babies floating around. The orcas come over and smash her and then start eating babies. And then, you know, Shamu comes out and people ride them like skis and we're all done.
Yeah, Brady, that's Kings Island compared to Universal Studios right there.
How many times have you watched the feeding? Be honest.
At Bass Pro Shops.
You've been a lot.
Once.
No, you don't look up into the sky
twice,
for once.
I've been there twice, but I'm not waiting around. I got 30 minutes to feeding.
For your feeding?
No.
It's not as good as
mine runs on 15 minutes.
The piranha feedings at some of the big aquariums.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, those are the bomb.
Because that's just unique. Watching a bass eat.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares about a bass eating?
I didn't wait around for the piranha feedings after I saw it the first time because I ended up getting a tank when I was a kid in high school and I had 6 piranha. Did my own feedings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you know. Yeah, but they drop like huge chunks of meat.
I just dropped in a dozen goldfish.
Yeah, it's
not man, wow. You were borderline lunatic.
You're a little Jeffrey Dahmer.
You're disgusting. Really?
Yeah, that's how you had to feed them. You can't feed them flakes.
You shouldn't have them. A,
you
B,
feeder fish.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, where did you get the piranha? I didn't think you were allowed.
Get them in,
well, remember
in
his
Ohio.
Dad? His dad was running that illegal animal transfer for a long time with that guy. What was his name? Dick something,
Don Hamper.
And to have them in your room, it's so creepy because they sit still.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Had 6. It went down to 3 within
did at any
6
point
months.
You pour
the
those?
The biggest one probably was about a pound. It was big.
You didn't feel bad?
That is creepy.
Watching a home aquarium turn into a goldfish death den?
I had pet snake and you had to feed the snake.
I know what you had, but never once did you feel like, God, what am I doing?
Man, you're
now. I don't have a desire to have a problem.
I didn't ask that.
But
at
no,
any
I didn't.
Time,
the
you
time
smiled
not,
and just rubbed
like
your hands together.
I gotta feed the fish.
Yeah.
Childhood is fascinating.
Pour in some living things and watch them go.
Well, you just said it's fascinating watching the orcas
in the wild, not in my living room.
If I could get a big enough aquarium for a pot of humpbacks,
If I'm in the ocean, I'm like, that's how the ocean works. But if I went out and bought piranha, I'd probably feed him something dead so I didn't have to watch the little goldfish like, we've got a home.
How old are you?
You can get the equivalent here. You can go to the pet store and get an Oscar. And they grow up and you can feed them goldfish too.
You can if you're a nutball. You just go get them some flake food, some tetrafin, and you just toss it in.
You can throw the Oscars.
You're gross.
Puppy chow. We'll eat the little pellets
there.
How did
you find that
out? And you can hear the grinding.
What if they eat dog
food? They got back. They back grind the stuff and you can hear it from the. Hey, they'll eat the kibble. I wonder if they'll
love that kibble.
I wonder if they'll eat the dog. Let's find out. What else did you throw in with the piranha before you had them removed?
Yeah, I can imagine there was more than goldfish. Yeah.
What else?
I put in a bluegill and the bluegill pushed them around for about a week.
Yeah.
Because they're territorial fish and then frontal lobotomy. One hit.
And you watch the whole week.
You are just evil, man.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You realize that's not normal.
I just wanted to see.
You know that's not normal.
How did bluegills and piranha get along?
No, that's not normal. Do you realize it?
You're lucky your book says that they have no souls.
I also put my hand in there.
Exactly. All right. Do you think that if Kirby had a death tank in her room, you'd be comfortable?
If she wanted a snake or something like that?
I didn't ask that. A death tank. There's no reason to have piranha outside.
We were looking at Oscars the other day.
All right, death tank. Are you going to feed it living things?
You might feed it a goldfish.
Man, what do you have against goldfish? What's wrong with you? Why do you want to watch them die in your house?
Circle of life.
No, it's not. You're in an aquarium. You've destroyed the circle of life.
Getting them out of the aquarium, putting them in bigger. I don't have an aquarium.
The opposite of the circle of life is removing it from the wild and sticking it in your living room.
Where it doesn't want to be.
The opposite of the circle of life. And yet you think, God, that you can continue the circle of life and need to.
I don't think I could sleep with those piranha.
I couldn't at all.
When they get
they just stare at you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. When I was at the Chicago Aquarium when they had that huge tank and they do the feedings. And they all just sit there and they look at you like they're looking through your soul or something.
Jekyll got huge.
Think of what Brady's told us and how he had those gerbils kill each other.
Oh, that's right.
He had snakes murdering
teddy bear hamsters.
Okay. What?
One, two males.
Do you know why they're called teddy bear hamsters? They're no longer part of the wild. They're now adorable living teddy bears. And you put them in a room together and fought them.
I didn't buy those hamsters.
But you let them kill each
girl
other.
Girl I was always going out with gave it to me a Valentine's that's present. Right. Like, she had no idea.
And you know what she said?
And I never
like
knew
this.
That.
There's a lot of death involved. Do they kill each other? I want it.
I know.
No, I didn't want them to.
You wouldn't think that's weird happen. Now?
Having piranha?
Yeah. Phrase right there says it all. Don't you think it's a little bit off?
I've changed a little bit.
Not
on that.
You.
I don't
just any it's... kid today. I know they'd want to be like, kid, it's disgusting. You want to see those little goldfish swimming around getting just hammered? That's for your entertainment.
At that particular time, yeah, that was...
That's for just your entertainment, period. Your death tank was your entertainment. Do you know how
warped
you
are? It was nice because
all
I had to do was once a week.
Okay, but woo! Goofy. You know how goofy you have to be as a kid to have that in your house?
High school.
You're in high school? That's a little better.
Man. You should have been whacking off and looking
then in
at girls.
The fraternity guys had piranhas. In the tank.
Yeah, but
piranhas
fraternity
and Oscar,
guys are
Oscars
dickheads.
Were popular.
God, you were dumping beer in there. Oh my God. I can imagine. Jackass.
Circle of life, man. Oh, they were all freaked out one summer. The school year ended. The guy leaves his piranha in the house for 3 months. He comes back in the fall. There's like 3 inches of water, and his piranha is still alive.
Yeah, because torture boy over here was probably feeding it.
No,
some stuff.
I thought I,
what
I
a
was
dick.
Mad at the guy. Why would you leave? He survived, put the water back in there. The thing just was.
We fed it
flushed.
A cat. We put in a cat.
And I can imagine at drunken college parties what they're doing.
Hilarious.
What's the worst thing you put in
one
the
guy,
tank?
I didn't put...
what's the worst thing someone put in?
They put a mouse in.
Yeah. You guys are dicks. Fraternity guys are notorious dicks, but that's brutal murders in a tank.
And I wasn't even there for that one.
You were there.
Where was the cockfighting?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have much of a chance against a piranha.
That only happened in the bathrooms.
Piranha ate that cock right up.
Who was the well hung hog that dropped the tip in as a joke once?
I don't know if that ever happened.
Yeah, that happened.
I'll do it.
That happened. A dare.
I'm going to take my wiener out and my cocaine fueled beer rage of fraternity heaven and stick it in the tank with the piranha. You do recognize that if his kid had it, if Toledo's kid or if Eric's kid, you'd find it as weird behavior for a
child. Wouldn't get Alex and Oscar.
Why do you keep going back to Oscars?
Because you can't buy piranha here.
Because it's illegal. So that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Would you find it weird if his kid had a tank of piranhas?
That he was dropping mice.
No, I had some. If you dropped mice in there, it's a pain. That messes up.
There's
the
a reason it's illegal.
Filter.
It messes up.
Yeah, that's what it messes up. It doesn't mess up a kid's psyche.
Worth it.
We have a message from a listener. Man. He says, maybe Brady hates goldfish because he was never able to win them at the carnival as a kid.
That's true. You must be this tall to play.
Oh, those goldfish are going to pay my way. Tell you what.
Stupid goldfish.
I would pull Toledo aside and go, hey, what's with the death tank in your kid's room? I just likes piranha, death fish. And for his entertainment, we'd put live things in there and watch him just go to town. Why? He enjoys it. Do you realize that that makes him a disturbed little boy? No, it doesn't. I'm never coming over again. Yeah, it's weird.
So a murderous fish tank and then uses that said fish tank for a masturbation aid. What the hell is going on?
I didn't even think of that. Later in life, he used to jerk off the fish tank. Oh, my God. You're Ed Gein.
Yeah. How many bodies are in your yard?
You wear your mother's high heels and beat off to a fish tank because it reminds you of all the good times.
I'm not going to be surprised now if you're on the
news.
It took
a while to get used to the heels.
Be honest. How old were you when your mom had to tell you to stop drawing your face into her bra cups?
Brady. Third grade.
Stop with this. Don't put your...
I want to be close to you.
Don't, Brady. Man.
John, I know it's Pollyanna.
It's no different from a kid hunting.
It's wildly different from a kid.
You're going out there and you're actually doing different. The killing.
It's not the killing part.
Well, I think
part.
That's harder it's to do not, than
okay.
it was.
I'll tell you what this is.
I mean,
it's the difference between a kid going out with his dad hunting and getting excited about when they dress the animal in the field. It's the massacre that you're excited about.
What you're saying is natural. Bringing the deer into your living room and then slaughtering it for everyone to see.
Well, it's... People that own farms have, you know, there's ranges where they stock their own pheasants for bird hunting.
For eating.
Yeah, it's like setting up a cougar to kill a deer.
You got it's tying a lamb to a tree.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and then just go,
ready? It's like hunting, only crazier.
Well, look what they do, you know, in Sweden at the zoos, they do the live feedings and I remember you were all, that would be amazing because you're seeing how it is, where they bring the animal into the
No. I would have never said that.
I'm saying the imaging
what I said was,
of it, that the kids are going to see that on TV.
You know my theories on zoos. If they put them all together and then told me this is what it's like in the wild, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Tying one to a tree or tossing it into the predator cage is not amazing. But if you wanted to have the wild animal park not separated and say this is what it's like for them in nature, I'm all for that.
It's kind of messed up still.
It's completely messed up, but so are zoos to try to tell people that this
and
is
that's
normal.
What they're, and that's what they're kind of doing. So you're
not really
taking the tank.
They're not.
And the piranhas and feeding
creepy.
Them.
As a child, it's weird. You know that. Deep down, you know that's not normal.
I think I turned out all right.
I don't know. We're wondering.
I'm having my doubts now.
Yeah. I think on the outside, you might be all right. But I don't want to know what you look at when you get hard. Because it's creepy.
I think he turns goth.
Yeah, I think he's a lot of weird.
I think that Joker Brady is a little bit deep. John, I had a tarantula and a scorpion that I kept as pets in separate cages. I would feed them pinkies, newborn mice for the uninitiated. When that got boring after a while, I put the scorpion and the tarantula in the same tank for a death match. Scorpion won but died a few days later. I might be a little off.
You're a little off. Yeah. There's something wrong with you that you want to pit things that are going to kill each other together.
That's why you always hear about the serial killers.
Yeah, in an unnatural setting.
They're killing
animals,
right?
Which is a tank in your living room.
John, there's a dictionary word for this. Please let Brady know that there is a difference between feeding and torture.
There you go. The word is torture. And let's make that today's word for the Camaro.
There you go.
97936. Toledo'll have it up in a couple minutes. Torture.
Yeah, dropping that bluegill in there was definitely
torture.
For fun.
Definitely and for torture. Entertainment. That's my point. I understand they've got to eat, but you did that for your own entertainment.
Let's see what happens.
Well, it's not like, I mean, you know, the other thing is piranhas in the wild live with other fish around there, and they really don't.
Right. But in a tank.
You knew what was going to happen.
You knew exactly what you were doing.
I bet you didn't feed those piranha for a while either.
but you were disappointed in the time
it took. I didn't know either is that, you know, I started off with six piranhas, and they off each other.
That was a nice little experiment.
Because they were used to getting goldfish.
Yeah, they're not in a normal environment.
I don't feed them for 8 days. They eat each other.
Did you have red light bulbs in your lamps?
No.
I bet you did.
Did you get to watch them battle and then when they went down? You lost three?
No, I one when I had two, the last two, pretty big. And I literally just walked to the kitchen, came back in the room within that 2 minute period. Boom. One got hit. Didn't see, I just see it floating on the top. Like, unbelievable. I didn't even get to see that.
Brady, we regret to inform you that we've canceled your annual membership. Signed, the Phoenix Zoo.
You're not allowed to come here anymore.
No more backstage for you.
Yeah. Oh, that would crush him.
Leland says, so we've learned this morning that multiple pregnant teenagers stayed at Brady's house but had no idea that Jeffrey Dahmer lurked just below them. His basement of death. Anyway, hurry up. Torture, 97936.
Yep, it's up.
Get a Camaro out of that.
This guy had to pull a 13-foot King Cobra out of a drainage pipe. He grabbed the tail, pulled it out of the mud. That's a big cobra.
And he took it home and battled it.
And then he put it in a cage and fed it stuff like neighborhood.
You're it. You're Pennywise. You get him, you lure him in. And for your own entertainment, you chow down on the children's.
John, you're a pansy. A lot of animals kill and eat other animals. That's how it works,
yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
And please, what's the difference? Does it make?
Huge
what difference.
Difference
does it
not
make
much.
If it's on TV or in a tank in your house?
I don't watch it on TV either.
Stupid animals don't know the difference.
All right.
And yet you think it's okay to watch whales rip apart another one?
In nature.
That's in nature.
In nature. When you're
but
hitting
you
them against each other in a tank,
anyway.
You're not doing anything natural.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I know animals eat each other. If you listen, dipstick,
yeah, and it's
that I said that already. It's weird to do it in a living room.
You don't choose to butcher your own meat. And,
no.
You know, it's different living on a farm when you have to do
right.
that. But you could say, oh, that's warped. You're killing animals. You know, and
if
eat,
I stood,
but
no.
People,
but Brady,
it's not
you're,
what we're talking
like
about.
The Michael Vick of fish.
Right,
is what you're
Brady, exactly. If I went to the slaughterhouse to watch it happen for my
yeah.
entertainment, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
knowing that animals die is not my complaint. Knowing that they eat living things and the circle of life requires is not what I'm saying. Doing it in your living room for entertainment purposes is a little off.
I had a psycho roommate who had a fish tank, and he would drop fish that weren't supposed to be together in there
sure.
just to see what happens.
Right.
And there's carnage all over that fish tank yeah. all the time, and it was just stupid.
Now, your dogs yeah. every once in a while get a thing, and that's sure, that's in nature.
Right.
They might snag a bird or
right.
a squirrel or something. But the food
he's
that you're feeding
it, them
the dog food
okay, but Brady,
in a roundabout way is
no,
coming from a
not.
Dead animal.
This,
you're,
yeah,
you're
nobody's complaining.
What?
You're not. You're making a point that I've already made. I don't care that they eat dead things or things die. I'm saying
yeah.
if I caught a bird in my backyard and said, let's go feed it to my dog, that's warped and weird.
Yeah, and I didn't do that other than the, you know.
Other than driving over, buying goldfish, pouring them in, buying a blue, pouring it in.
Well,
it is
goldfish
a little
are feeders, yeah. Or
yeah.
If I could catch them, but you don't have
right.
a.
But you got a bluegill and stuffed it in there to see what would happen.
Eric, please write this down. I look forward to Friday's squares with the new character, Ramsey Brady Bolton.
If you tie something to something else or encage it, cage it up, and then stuff food in there and watch for entertainment. That's not anything natural.
That's why that Jurassic Park scene was so...
It's so creepy. Like, oh, this is how they're feeding them? This isn't right. But if it was just, hey, look at that lamb. Oh, my God, a dinosaur just ate that sheep. You'd be like, oh, that's the way they go. That's
and
nature.
They have the little car driving
right.
by to watch.
If I'm on a whale-watching trip and I watch whales eat each other, I'm like, wow, this wasn't set up, was it? Oh, no. All right, well, then this is all right.
Brady, you asshole. I can't believe I have to actually text this. Piranha do not eat mice in the wild.
Oh, yeah, you dropped it.
That's a good point.
No, that was it.
That's not true. That is not true.
Piranhas wander around and pick up mice?
If an animal is in that water, if you go to the Amazon
right.
or something, and it'll eat
it'll
whatever
eat
they can get on it.
There's stupidly you watch gets in the water.
They'll eat cows. They'll
right.
eat
yeah.
mice.
Yeah.
They'll eat anything.
Whatever that gets
right.
in there.
But it's watching them. It makes you a
right.
little off.
Right.
And
again, I didn't do that. You know, I knew that happened, but I had no desire.
But here's what doesn't happen. You've got this little field, and you put a cow in it, and then you fill that field up with water, and then pour piranha in, and just sit back and go, hmm. It's not that's an unnatural way of entertaining yourself via death. It's a little weird.
Yeah, that's stepping it up a
yeah.
little bit.
Well,
but I wouldn't compare
thing.
The.
It's a cage. It's something that can't escape. And you put it in there to watch it die.
I Google piranha-eating goldfish on YouTube, and it's all these dudes' tanks with, like, skulls in them.
Yeah, it's
upside-down crosses. Like, you're with the weird goth kid.
Yeah, that's the weirdos. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm saying, wow, you did that? That seems a little murderous.
Their whole life is just to watch fish kill each other.
Yeah. That is weird. And it is. It's the same as going, you know, you can't spell slaughterhouse without the word laughter. We should go watch. I like to watch.
One quick story, and we'll end it with a quick radio video. By the way, that's your wild, wild world.
There you go.
In Bagley, Iowa, this family lived next to a meat locker.
Mm.
And there was a drainage crossover, a pipe somehow from the meat locker.
This all sounds so dirty.
Well, they went down to their basement. Their basement is filled with blood.
Ew. I don't understand any of why.
Because the blood that was going down the drain from the meat locker ended up
in their basement.
Yep.
Yeesh.
Thousands of dollars to get the, let alone the guy said went down the basement and the smell is for that to be removed. They lived there for 10 years next to the meat locker, and that was the first time that's happened. So here's the video.
Some guy just emailed me and said, look, Brady, I get it. In the wild, maybe they'd eat a mouse. They'd also eat a baby, but I don't want to see it. That's true.
I hope that reincarnation is real, and Brady comes back as a goldfish.
Little goldfish in a tank at PetSmart. Which one do you want? The big fat? He's the little guy with the big eyes?
I'll take that one. That ain't going to matter.
On the Nat Geo, the one guy jumps into a tub with all the piranha to see what happened. They didn't
bother.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Lucky bastard.
John, you got that number to Tactical Black just lying around. Would you mind texting it to me? Signed, Ronnie Bogan.
It's reactdefense.com.
Got another tank. Let's just fill this one with blood.
The radio video? This will make you smile.
I'm smiling.
It's a dancing dog rocking out to House of Pain's Jump Around.
In a lion cage?
Just before getting fed.
He did. Oh, is this on a loop or is this for real? Let me begin. I can know when battle me. That's a sin. He's trying to get out of a little box and he can't. So they added music. That's pretty good. What kind of house are they living in? That guy's got a tank full of piranha.
Is that a hoarder or a flea market?
That is a horrible
It's a flea.
That is a horrible home.
It could be.
Ugh. If I was that dog, I'd escape too. What is that place? We need an intervention there. That's a hoarder's episode waiting to happen. James Gum had that same dog, by the way.
Just looking for the tank.
That's precious.
That was precious.
Same look. Same house, I think. Yikes. Torture is today's word. 97936. Get yourself the Camaro. We'll explain that in moments. There goes your Brady report.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!